It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Yablet! 4 goals to Yablet.
Oh, Jasolenko, you're guilty!
Justin Madden's got the sit, one hand. Oh, he's done!
Oh, the post is broken, Matthews hit it. Oh, talk about a he-man.
Dream rises to the top. He is an absolute legend of the game.
This is your football life with Rex Hunt for Tobin Brothers Funerals. Celebrating lives.
Well, we're certainly doing that again in football terms, Matthew, and we've got an absolute rip snorter for you today. We have a wonderful Australian game, folks, and in the VFL and AFL, thousands of men have played the game at the highest level. Some play and move on, others have more of an impact. And in this case, the family has had such an impact on the game. They make a lasting impression that will indelibly be recorded in the history of the game forever, and such is the case with today's guest. 313 VFL-AFL games for South Melbourne and Essendon, twice premiership captain with Essendon, three-time All-Australian, VFL player's most valuable player, 1983, now the Lee Matthews Trophy, Essendon best and fairest, 1982, Essendon team of the century at half forward, and inducted into the Australian Football Hall of Fame, and Neil Danaher's brother is on the line, it's Terry Danaher. And this is your football life, Terry.
Good morning to you, Rex.
Well, this is just a great honour for me. We'll get to Neil's plight in a moment. But if I was Sam Newman, I would say, you idiot. However, I'm going to just preface that by telling the listeners, you're going to run onto the field for Hungary at 58 years of age with your brother Chris. What on earth have you been drinking? That home brew again?
I don't know what I'm doing, Rex, but no, we've got a big weekend on up here.
Yeah.
We've got the big freeze in Melbourne, and we've got the 100-year anniversary of the Hungary Magpies Football Club. So
goodness me.
We've got a big weekend on up here. We nearly lost our club in 2014, and you wouldn't believe it. We backed up the next year and won the flag. So
how does that happen? Is that just the spirit of the bush, or did you get some infusion of funds?
No,
or what?
Just,
how did it come about?
We had a few wrecks that made the effort to come back home and keep the club going. I mean, they drive from Canberra. They come up from down around the Murray. So it's a mighty effort, and we'll have probably four or five of those players playing tomorrow.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you are folklore, the Danaher brothers, you know, Anthony, Chris, Neil and yourself, the first and only time it's happened that four brothers have played for a VFL, AFL team. Did you all come through that that football club at Hungary?
All cut our teeth at Hungary and before we moved on. Rex, it was a wonderful environment to start your footy in, and there was plenty of it, of course, coming up through the juniors and playing senior footy, and then we're well educated and taught the game, and we've been very fortunate.
Now I'm going to get to the most difficult part. Tomorrow, the big freeze at the MCG, the second consecutive year, the celebrities going down, hundreds of thousands of dollars to be raised for the awareness of this horrible thing that is killing your brother as you watch him. How difficult it is to just watch that horrible disease taking your brother inch by inch.
Yes, well, to start with, he's probably fortunate, Rex, to a lot of others, that he's got the slower version of it. But it seems to be growing, and it's been full credit to Neil and all the support staff, people around him that have really rallied behind it and really got that awareness out there. And of course they're raising important money to try and find a cure for this damn disease. It's a bug of a thing, and it's very hard on families, and there's a lot of it about, Rex. We just don't realise it's a silent killer, and but Neil's sort of playing a pretty important role there.
Wow, is he what?
Trying to, find a cure for the disease, and we need, obviously, to find the cure, you need the right people on the job, and we need the money to support them.
He joked the other night on Foxtel, you know, that they've had some good results with mice, as he said, but I'm not a mouse, and he's still got his sense of humour. You can see it physically taking the toll, but he's still as sharp as a tack, that young boy from the Central West in New South Wales.
well, you've got to have a bit of that, though, Rex, don't you? You know,
yeah, you do.
There is a serious side to him, and he's pretty well hell bent on. He's seen a lot of sufferers out there. When you're involved in it, like he's got the family involved pretty well. He's got his sisters and the nephews and that all down there on tomorrow to support him, and so he gets a lot of support that way.
Fantastic. And you can SMS the word freeze, FREZE, to 0400 064 064, or visit freezemnd.com, and let's freeze, in Terry's words, this bugger of a disease. I think before we move on to your childhood, Terry, just speaking about Neil, you always got to take positives out of negatives, you know what I mean? And the fact is, his profile has allowed him to get the message across to the public, and there seems to be a real sense of urgency in the lab as well.
Yeah, look, it's been terrific, the support he's had, Rex, you know, from everyone. The profile that he's had is only getting better, and with people and the media getting behind him. I think he's good mate and Tim Watson players that he coached at the Melbourne Football Club, and there's a whole range of different people out there that have really got in behind him, and feel, well, if he's putting himself out there, you know, we're going to pull in behind him and support him with the cause.
Terry Danaher is our guest on This Is Your Football Life for Tobin Brothers Celebrating Lives. Tell us about the early years when you were at West Wyalong. You were born in 57. You know, that was the year before that magnificent grand final in 58, where Collingwood got up and defeated Melbourne in the wet. But what's your first and early memories of our great Australian game as a kid in that area of New South Wales?
Oh, look, Rex, it's just turning up and having your game of footy as a junior and at Ungerry, and then going off and doing the boundary umpiring and watching the seniors go about their business, and you could hear, you're right on the boundary line, so you could hear what was going on out there in the paddock, and it was a great way of it, you know, cutting your teeth in footy, and I was fortunate enough to get a run. We were a bit short in numbers one year, so, you know, got into the seniors at age around about 15 or so, and then it sort of just went on from there. I was lucky to have had probably 2 years in the seniors before I went south to a little town, 70 miles south to a little town called Area Park, Maroola, and then from there, Ricky Quaid country, that is, and then from there went down to, got invited down to South Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it's a great story. And you left school at 15 and you joined your dad, Jim, on the farm. Those were the days where dads handed down the farm to their sons.
Yeah, well, 15 was long enough, I think, at school, Rex.
Yeah.
So, well, I thought I'd be a farmer.
You go to the school of hard knocks, Terry.
But, you know, it's funny how opportunities come your way, and I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to come down to the Big Smoke and see if I could, get a run down there at South. So
yeah,
it was a great experience. I didn't know how I was going, and it wasn't a real warm welcome. You had to fit in, you know, but but you get a lot of support if they see you, you're down there having a go, and things sort of worked out all right as the years roll by.
Did you suffer from homesickness at all? A lot of young kids, farmers, and a lot of Indigenous kids, you know, genuinely suffer from homesickness. And it's understandable when you're a family person like yourself.
You can't get back often enough. But I guess the replacement to that is, mate, as you get on in years, you've got your own kids to support. I've got two girls and two boys, and now they've got offspring, and we've got four grandkids, so they take pride of place, mate. So, you know, they keep you busy.
Tell us about the early years at South Melbourne. You know, it's a bit of a rocky road, and you were going to sign with Fitzroy, but then came the opportunity to swap with Neville Fields. Tell us about those uneasy first times at South Melbourne at Lakeside Oval here in metropolitan Melbourne.
We had some wonderful times there once it settled in. It was you didn't have player managers and support around you in those days. You had to, as you well know, Rex, you had to find your own way into the system, and you probably thought you weren't good enough, and what am I doing down here? But once you settle in, and of course it's amazing when you get out and you play footy, you forget about all those other things. And I guess a couple of memories that I did have at South in those years was just before I arrived there, they had a couple of your old teammates, I would have thought, Wale Roberts and Graham Teasdale.
Goodness
and
me.
Francis Jackson.
And Francis
from
Jackson.
Richmond across.
Yeah.
To South, I think they Richmond got Patura. So, and then Graham Teasdale went on to win the
Brownlow.
Brownlow in 77. We were lucky enough that year, Rex, to have played in an elimination final, and we played against your old side in Richmond, and they give us a spanking out
Who
there.
Who was coaching you then?
Ian Stewart.
Ian Stewart, yeah, Stewart, yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
Man, and, so we got a bit of a spanking out there, and I suppose it was a lot of things happened in that the space of those next couple of months. In that Stewie got the sack, and then in come Des Tuddenham, and
Tuddy.
Somewhere in between all of that, I got moved on. So
tell us about that. When was the first time you got wind of it? Because I believe, you know, our research shows that you almost signed with the Lions, Fitzroy, who are a metropolitan Melbourne side. How did you end up going to Essendon and Fields coming down to Lakeside Oval?
That was quite right, Rex. Fitzroy were the first to approach us. The first we got wind of it is we had a chap by the name of, I think his name was Kevin Dixon, the recruiting guy for Fitzroy.
That's him, yep.
Made the trip up here to Hillview, up to the farm, and we were hay carting at the time, and we come home with a load of hay around about lunchtime, and lo and behold, there was this motor vehicle parked in under the pepper trees there with Victorian number plates on. We weren't too sure who it was. He was sound asleep in the car.
So
we had a long drive. It's about 8 hours from Melbourne to home, and we tapped on the roof and woke him up, and he got out of the car and introduced himself and said, I'm from the Fitzroy Football Club, and can we have a talk? And that was the first I got wind of it. And the next minute after we'd finished, completed the harvest and got everything sort of all out of the way and come back to Melbourne, it was pretty tough. I didn't want to move anywhere, but they said, look, we'd love you to stay, but look, this is how it is. And so I thought, well, I better find a club.
Mm.
And Fitzroy showed a lot of interest. I met Frank Bibby, the president, and Graham Campbell was the coach at the time, and they had a contract. They ripped that up pretty quick, and I was about to sign it. I took the contract home overnight, and you wouldn't believe it, next morning Essendon got on the phone to us, and I had a quick meeting with them, and they took me out and showed me their club, and that was about it. I chose Essendon in the end.
Fantastic. Terry Danaher is our special guest today, and don't forget tomorrow at the MCG, the Big Freeze. You can just SMS the word freeze to 0400 064 064 or visit freezemnd.com as Neil Danaher battles the fight of his life. And out of the break for Tobin Brothers Celebrating Lives, Neil Danaher, he will be absolutely enormously proud of the way Terry arrived at Essendon and became a household name and is a legend of the game. And out of the break, there'll be more Terry Danaher, and this is your football life with the kindest regards of Tobin Brothers.
Dream rises to the top. He is an absolute legend of the game.
You're listening to This Is Your Football Life with Rex Hunt for Tobin Brothers Funerals. Celebrating lives.
We're celebrating the footy life of Terry Danaher today. Thank you, Matthew. And it's Neil Danaher's big day tomorrow. When I say it's his big day, it's a whole nation behind this wonderful soul who is just not only battling the fight of his life, he's got time to inspire other people. And a word that was used twice that I saw him during the week on shows was hope. And that really, Terry Danaher, that all stems back to where you come from, doesn't it? The family values and that sort of thing. And they're coming out in spades now with your brother.
Well, you've got to have that. You've got to live by it. And he just wants to, you know, it mightn't help him necessarily, but or others that have got it and are in a pretty serious way. But he's hell-bent on trying to find a cure. That's his big challenge. And, he stuck his hand up and, you know, and he's pulling all of us along with him. So we just got to make sure we back him up and support him as best we can, and get the message out there, and keep the funds coming in so that we can find a cure. There's other diseases out there too, Rex. But this is just one area that he's concentrating on, and we just want to support him as best we can.
The big freeze at the MCG tomorrow. The celebrities down the slide and into the icy water. Freezemnd.com. And thanks to everyone in advance for your great support. Terry Danaher has joined us. You arrived at Essendon and you did all right right from the start. You become a fast-leading full forward, and by 82 you'd become so versatile that you were performing equally well in attack and defence. Was it just a new lease of life, or was it saying, this is my last chance at the big league, I'm not going to let this chance slip?
Well, I think it was probably the latter, Rex. I think that, I was pretty lucky to have got another opportunity, really, to continue on with me footy. Some of us are late starters, and I was probably one of those, a late maturer, whether it be not picking it up, not being smart enough and going about it the right way, but I wasn't going to let go of the second opportunity I had. Plus, I had a bit of support. Neil was freshly out of Assumption College, Coolmore, and he was getting a kick or two up there, Destin decided to have him on as part of a package as well, so I had good support with Neil coming across with me to Essendon, so it sort of helped us both settle in. And you're not too sure what's in front of you, but I was lucky. I went into a fine club. There's a position available, and I guess everything sort of fitted in okay. Yeah. And they're a great bunch of guys, and we went with them all the way through. Yeah, Timmy Watson, Simon Madden, Gary Foles, and then the boys from the Bush, Glenn Hawker, Roger Merritt, and later on Billy Duckworth, Baker. And so they weren't just great players, but they were terrific guys off the field as well.
It's not luck, but it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. You know, I was fortunate. Richmond, my dear friend Robert Walls, has spoken on this program about the very same thing, that you're just fortunate to get there with the group of players who had that common goal. Sheedy. Talk to me about Sheedy. I played in three grand finals with Sheedy and just thought he'd be a Richmond person forever. I believe now that he's more of an Essendon person than the Richmond person, but the legacy that he has left the Essendon Football Club is immeasurable.
Yes, Rex, he's done a marvellous job out there at the club, and back there at the club now, as we know. But before that, we had Barry Davis. He was my first coach there at Essendon when I arrived. And to have a young coach like Barry, a fair bit of experience, having played at Essendon and North Melbourne, and played a lot of footy himself. So he was a great educator. We were a pretty young side back in 78, so he had two pretty important years there for our development. And then along came Kevin, who hardened us up, and it was all about scragging and scratching and doing what you got to do to win games of footy, and you can only do it by doing it the hard School of Knocks, doing it that way, and it was terrific. You know, a lot of us.
It's also a legacy of the famous quote in the 73 grand final: no finessing and no smart stuff. Paran back pocket plumber. And he's just a plumber nicely polished now.
That's right. I always used to recall him saying, look, I'm not telling you to do it, but if I was you, I'd tread on that bloke's toes or drive a knee into him.
Goodness me.
I don't know how many times he's mentioned that to us in a certain moment in time, but in his pre-match speeches.
If they had all the cameras they had today, mate, none of us would be playing anymore.
the other side to Kevin, though, where he was great, he give you a second chance. He moved you around into other positions, and he was never going to die wondering.
No, it all comes from probably his background at Paran. He came and he ran into Billy Barrett, and they used to go hammer and tongs in inter-club competitions, that sort of thing. And I reckon when you struggle to become, you know, an established person, this comes through your whole makeup.
He built up a pretty good crew around him, I think, Rex. I think it's pretty important, and even with coaches today, you got to have some good soldiers around you to pick up the pieces and...
Yeah.
Tap you on the shoulder every now and then and say, listen, okay, but perhaps you should do it this way. And I think Brian Donoghue and Dave Collins and guys that sort of are just sitting in the background, blokes that he really could trust and were good support for him. Merv Kane, he got back. He got a lot of his mates around him.
He did. Woody came across, yeah.
Some of the club.
Yeah.
Brian Wood.
Yeah.
And these types of guys. And... we were good support for Kevin.
All right.
On his journey as a coach here at the Bombers.
Terry Danaher has joined us, and our time is on the wing. That round 22 match in 1990 versus St Kilda at Moorabbin, the four boys, Neil began at full forward, Anthony on the wing, Chris in the centre, and you at full back. It just must have been such a great, great memory to have your brothers all lining up on the ground to the start of that historical game.
Yeah, it was good to see Chris was cutting his teeth and was going along okay. Anthony was playing good, strong footy, and Neil was, of course, having his hurdles with his bad knees and that. But he got in and was able to string a few games together, so it was fortunate for all of us that we were all up and running at that particular time. And as you said, ran out onto Moorabbin, and we had a great day. The most important thing was we had a good win down there. But we all of us, I think, contributed. So that's all that was on our minds at the time, was playing your part.
Exactly.
Yeah, going out and doing your job. But we had a great celebration. The club were good after that. We went to a little bar nearby, and there was a few beers had, and we had all the family down, of course. But I might just also say that in that same year, we played against the Vicks up there at the SCG, and where the four of us played together. We knocked the Vicks off that year.
Yeah.
So don't worry, I was pretty quick to get across to EJ, and so line them up, son. We're too good for you today.
I'm surprised EJ didn't call for a count. He might have called for a count in his old days, his toying days.
That was a very memorable win as well. It was good. Considering from where we've come from and that, we've been very fortunate to have had the opportunity to play at the top level and the contest week in, week out were great, and the beers afterwards you always enjoy.
Well, we thoroughly enjoyed the step back in time, Terry, and good luck at 58 years of age, mate. Let's hope you actually don't pull a hamstring just running down the race, but it should be a great day up there at Ungerie. But don't forget, Neil Danaher is leading the fight with MND. Freeze at the MCG tomorrow, Collingwood and Melbourne. SMS the word freeze to 0400 064 064, or visit freezemnd.com. You're a great man, and thanks for spending time with us today, Terry Danaher.
Thank you, Rex. Thanks for having us.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.